Lesson 23. Who, which, and that. A ligature connects a noun or pronoun to a verb or vice versa, and results in a phrase that acts as a relative pronoun. The ligatures in the following sentences stand for who, which, and that.
Ang batang kumakain, or ang kumakaing bata.
The child who is eating.
Ang bahay na nasunog, or ang nasunog na bahay.
The house which was burned.
Ang pagkaing niluto, or ang nilutong pagkain.
The food that was cooked. Some sample sentences are,
ang sulat na tinanggap ko ay kanya.
The letter that I received was his or hers.
Maliit ang sapatos na binili ko.
The shoes that I bought were small.
Kaming nag-aaral ang inaabala mo.
We who are studying are being disturbed by you.
Magaganda ang mga babaeng umaawit.
The women who are singing are beautiful.
Ang lalaking natutulog ay ginigising ng bata.
The man who is sleeping is being awakened by the child.
Ang mga tinatawag mo ay iyong mga umaalis.
The ones that you are calling are those who are leaving. In case of names of persons as subjects, it is not wrong to say,
si Pedrong umaawit ay kaibigan ko.
Pedro, the one who sings, is my friend.
Si Juang sumulat itong kwento ay may sakit.
Juan, the one who wrote the story, is sick. Note, however, that the use of the ligature na after a name of a person is more common.
Si Pedro na umaawit ay kaibigan ko. Si Juan na sumulat nito ay may sakit.